Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, radio listeners. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network radio broadcast. The Bible declares in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yes, He is. He's our help in a time of trouble. I know many people might be going through some things today, but God said that He will be your present help in a time of trouble. The Bible says that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen, amen, amen. That is the word. Whosoever, whosoever means you, mean me. Call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah, bless His name. Today I have a word from the Lord. Today I'm going to be talking about the word worry. We're going to talk about fear, anxiety. You know, all those come in one package deal. Fear, worry, and anxiety. And so I want to touch bases with those things this evening. The Lord has put that on my heart. Many people are going through some things in, around this season, and God does not want us to be worried. God wants us to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. He is our shepherd. So He is our God. He is our Father. He's our Father. You know, He created us. He knows all things. So, and not just that He knows all things, God knows what's best for us. And so the Bible talks about how His burden is light and His yoke is easy. And so God wants us to totally, totally depend upon Him. Like our children depends upon us. God wants us to depend upon Him. Again, I'm going to talk about worry. I'm going to talk about anxiety. I'm going to talk about fear. Those are some things that I was attacked with in my life. Actually, I dealt with chronic worry. I worried chronically. Fear, oh my goodness, fear tormented me. And so, right today, I want to just expose the enemy. So I believe that if God set me free, I know that He can set someone else free this evening. Today, my text will be coming from the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 5-8. Again, the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 5-8. God is an awesome God. I know many people had to press their way through this week. And but God was there. God was right there with you, cheering you on, saying, yeah, you can do it. You got this. And so just continue to trust and believe in God. You know, sometimes the cares of this world can overweigh you down. And it can get to you. And so, but God still wants us to continue to stand fast. Because guess what? We're going to see the salvation of the Lord. We have to continue to trust God. Again, this is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. And it's truly an honor. It's truly an honor to be here today. I had some issues this week. I had came down with some type of flu or something. And I had to, when I say saints, I had to press my way through this week. And but I give God the glory. Because God, you know, the Bible says, if we draw nigh to God, God said He would draw nigh unto us. And I have to really encourage those this evening that, you know, our physical man sometimes gets weak. That's why we have to continue to eat off the word of God daily. The Bible says that a man shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceed out of the mouth of God. Yes, we need physical food, but if we do not, when we do not feed the spiritual man, the spiritual man will also become weak, and it will become dominating over the physical man. And so sometimes the enemy may attack our body with sickness and fear and depression, but we have to press our way through because we know that God is on the other side. God is just cheering us on and say, come on, you got it. And so even sometimes you might not be able to read your word, you listen to the word on the radio or on TV. I'm trying to help somebody this evening. Sometimes you might not even, you know, want to get up in the morning time, but you press your way through. You begin to start talking to God and telling him how you feel and telling him, you know, and giving him a prayer request list of how you, you know, how you want. Because I tell you, many people are going through. People are lost loved ones in this season. And so God wants you to be totally, totally dependent upon him. He is our shepherd. And what does a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of his sheep. The shepherd feeds his sheep. The shepherd makes sure that his sheep is not in danger. What else a shepherd does? A shepherd leads his sheep, because a lot of times we know that sheep only can be led by a shepherd, because the sheep will get lost. The sheep will start begin to stray off into different things. So he cares for us. God truly cares for us. And today, I believe the Lord wants to set many free from the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of worriedness. Even me getting back into ministry, I had a dry season, and me getting back into ministry, I don't know, the enemy attacked me with fear. I was so tormented, tormented with fear. I don't know what was going on, but even like a dumb spirit came from out of nowhere. I've been doing ministry over 15 years, and you would thought I had just begun to do ministry. And that's what happens sometimes when we get into a place where God has delivered us from, and then we go back into some things that we're not supposed to go into. We allow the door of the enemy to come in, and he will bring back fear, and he will bring back it with vengeance. And that's what happened to me. So I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for what he's doing today and this season, and what God is doing today for the season of his people. And so God truly wants his people to be delivered from depression, from fear, from anxiety, from worry, for every type of negative thought, strongholds. God wants his people totally delivered. You have to believe that God wants you to be delivered and set free. And a lot of times what happens is, saints, that we don't put in the work. And so we have to put in the work to be delivered. We have to be patient with ourselves. We have to wait for perseverance. We have to really trust God in a time of being delivered. Sometimes we are delivered overnight or right away, and sometimes, you know, it takes patience. It takes time. It's a process, and so we have to be patient with ourselves, saints. And so today I'm excited about the word. It's coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I come before you, Lord, laying every burden at your feet, God. Lord, we thank you for the word that's going to move forward with power, with deliverance to take place, God, this evening. Lord, we thank you that you want to set your people free, that you want to see your people set free. You said in your word that you came to set the captives free, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, many are going through things this evening. Lord, we ask that you look upon their needs, God, that you look upon their prayers, oh God. Look upon their families, God, this evening. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are the Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you that you are the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, the God that delivers, the God that sets free. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're the Lord that sanctifies us, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you look upon your people, God. We ask that you speak a word in due season to your people, God. Lord, we thank you that you want to set this captives free. You want to see your people set free, God. And Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you open up the ears of the listeners, God. And Lord, you speak a word, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We got to get your Bibles out. Open your Bibles. I truly believe in teaching the Word of God, and because you know this is our assignment, saints, is to teach the Word of God, to teach the good news. You know, Jesus came to set the captives free, and if God did it for me, I know He can do it for you. You know, again, one of the things that I suffered with in my past, and I have to be remind, I have to remind myself that if I don't feed off the Word of God daily, you know, that door can come back open, you know. And so I'm sort of overwhelmed with speaking about fear, because fear, not to say destroyed my life, but if I would have trusted God more, I would have made more sound decisions in my life. I would have been delivered from fear and worry a lot sooner than I had been delivered from. I think one of the things that I did was I didn't trust God. I really did not have a relationship with Him to trust Him. And so when I was out in the world, you know, fear dominated me. At the age of 16, I got shot. And that was a very horrible thing that happened in my life. And so I'll allow fear of being shot dominate me for years. I mean, the 4th of July was the worst time of the year for me. I mean, if I would hear a loud sound that sounded like a gunshot, I would be so fearful. And recently, I had got into a place in my life that I was so fearful to even speak. And I had been in ministry over, like I said, 15, 16 years. And yet, when I began to open my mouth to speak for the Lord, I began to be so fearful. My palms and my hands would be so sweaty. My heart rate would increase. I would be so fearful, and I wouldn't understand what was going on. And it was up to recently, about 9 months ago, that I had got to the point I say, no, I'm fed up with this here. I would not allow the enemy to dominate my life. And so I began to start trusting God. And when I tell you, saints, that it was a process, I went through some embarrassments, but I had to get to the point where I didn't care how the people look or what the people said. I just knew that I was working on something. God was working on something. I just knew that that God wanted me to be delivered. In spite of the process, God wanted me to be delivered. And so even speaking in front of people, I was very nervous. I mean, very nervous. Went from being on fire for the Lord, speaking, preaching, to the point that I allowed fear and worry to come back into the door. I say, no, devil. You, the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. No, you're not going to steal my ministry. You're not going to destroy my ministry that the Lord has given me. It says we have to get fed up with the enemy and say that what God has given us, God has given to me. Amen. And so we have to get fed up with the enemy and say, no, you cannot take what God has given me. You know, what God has given me is mine. And so I got fed up, and I began to start fasting and praying and just seeking God and just crying before Him. And, you know, and like I said, like, you know, it was one of the things that dominated my life. The enemy knows. He knows how to attack you. He knows where to come in to attack you. He knows how to attack you through people, through your job, through your school, whatever he can, you know, use to attack you, to get you distracted or get you all set with God, he's going to use those things. And so we have to, once we realize how the enemy comes and attack us, then we'll be on guard when he comes. And so the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, says that be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so we, how to defeat the enemy against worry is when we begin to start thinking on things that are pure, things that are just, things that are of good report. We need to, and see, well, that's one of the things that when I would have anxiety attacks, I ordered this tool. It was called Defeating Anxiety. And I tell you, that tool for me was amazing because what it taught me was, first of all, I needed to be still. I needed to be still. And whenever anxiety would come up, I would shift my focus. Instead of focusing on the anxiety and the panic attack, I would begin to start thinking about things that my children did to make me laugh, like a joke, or I would just picture looking at my children, anything that would put a smile on my face or make me laugh. And when I would interact with that, then the anxiety would not. It would go. Every time it would go. I kid you not. Every time I would have anxiety attack, I would begin to sort of listen. I think about my son. He's so funny. And I would think about his jokes. And in the midst of me having a panic attack, I just bust out and start laughing. Or I begin to start talking to the anxiety and say, no, devil, I'm not scared of you. In the name of Jesus, you have to go. So you have to talk to the enemy. Okay, because the enemy, he does not want to let you go. He does not want you to be set free nor be delivered. You have to talk to those mountains that's in your life, those things that are causing you to be weighed down or causing you to be depressed. Or you have to talk to those things, and you have to not just talk to them, but you got to tell them what your Jesus has said about that thing. If Jesus said, if you're dealing with sickness, you start telling that thing that and healed by his stripes. Jesus said, I'm healed. I am saved. The Bible said that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You begin to start speaking the word over the mountains in your life. And when you begin to start speaking the word over the mountains in your life, then those mountains will move. Those walls will become to be poured down. And so that's what we have to do, saints. We have to speak to the mountains. We have to speak to the walls. We have to allow the word of God to tear those walls down. And so, again, I'm going to talk about worry. We know the opposite of worry is peace. Jesus is our peace. He is shalom. He is the peace. We must replace worry with peace. We must replace worry with peace. I want to help someone out today because I want to give some tools to some people out there that may not know tools. One of the things that I use now to relax me, I use a lot of Christian instrumental music. And I can just play it. I play it in the morning time when I'm getting up, just want to worship. Sometimes the kids can be doing their thing and I'm in the house and I will put it on and I will play it because it gets me in it'll get me in a place where I'm peaceful, and so that's what we need. We really need to find a place in our lives where we find peace, and we know that peace comes from God, and we know that God is the source of peace, and my peace, oh hallelujah, that the Lord has given me, the world cannot give me. The world cannot give me the peace that God has given me. And so we have to find that peace. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. You know, worry shows a lack of faith in God. Yes, I have to say it again. Worry shows a lack of faith in God. When we worry is not trusting God what we're saying is that worrying is saying that Lord, you can't do what your word is saying that you can do. That's basically what worrying is really speaking. Lord, you really can't do what you said you can do in your word. And so, you know, we have to cut out those type of thoughts, the thinking pattern. The enemy will bring, he brings strongholds. I know because he attacked me with the same thing. So I know how the enemy comes up and attacks with the spirit of worriness and fear and anxiety. Worry can become a stronghold in your mind. The Bible said that we are to trust in God and lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And see, what worry does and fear does, it clogs your mind. You can't even think straight when you're worrying all the time. Do you know anybody that worries all the time? Oh, my goodness. I do. I mean, they worry about the rain. They worry about if it don't rain, if it do rain. They worry about the children. They worry about the neighbor. They worry about the dog. They worry if and but worry about things that haven't yet happened yet. Oh, they have a cough. You know, they have a normal cold. Oh, I think I have cancer. I think I'm going to die. Worry about every single thing. Do you know people are like that? If you know people are like that, your prayer assignment is to begin to start praying for their deliverance. Yes, I said your prayer assignment is to begin to start praying for their deliverance. Another thing that worry does, it causes you to be double-minded. Oh, I believe God. Oh, but my sickness, my sickness is saying another thing. Oh no, I believe God. Or I believe what the word of God, the woman of God is saying. Oh, but I'm still this headache. And so you become double-minded. You become double-minded. You don't have no peace. You're trying to get peace. You're laying down and you're trying to rest and to be still in the Lord, and you're trying to concentrate on the things of God, and your mind is going like 30 miles per hour. You know, you're speeding. God wants you to have peace. And the Bible says for us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Another thing, I realize that worrying can also be a generational curse. Yes, I said it. Your mother was a worry. Your father was a worry. Your grandmother, your great-grandmother. We have to come before God and allow God to break the generational curse and say, that curse stops with me now. It will not pass down to my children. Worry can cause premature death. It can cause heart attack, strokes. It can cause sickness to come upon you, cancer, all type of different disease, ulcers. Worry, fear, all those things can become self-destructive. It can physically and mentally and spiritually affect your health. Somebody needs to say, I'm going to stop worrying today. I'm going to stop being fearful and trust God. The Bible in 1 Timothy said that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. A lot of times people worry. They become addicted to alcohol, drugs. A lot of times they don't want to take our time to go through the process of being delivered to get tools to help with their situation. They just go into alcohol, drugs, or medication, over-the-counter medication, and when God simply wants us to be completely delivered, He does. Saints, He wants us to be completely delivered. The Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give us life and life more abundantly. And one thing the enemy comes to steal is your health. He comes to steal your peace of mind. He does not want your mind to be in perfect peace. That's what the enemy's job is. He's the source of all these diseases and this fear and worry and anxiety. He is the source behind these things. And once we realize where these things are coming from, saints, you know, then, like I said, we'll be better on guard with those things. The Bible says in John 14:27, that Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now he tells us right here. He says, I leave with you peace. He said, not as the world. You cannot, the type of peace that we get in this world is temporary peace. This is not eternal peace. This is not a peace that lasts. Only peace that's going to last is a peace that comes from God. He says that let not your heart be troubled, and he said let not your heart be afraid. And so God is telling you this. He's saying, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Because guess what? You know why he says that? Because you know he's our protector. You know, we was created in his image. He called us before the foundation of the earth. He said, because I know you. I know everything about you. I know every hair on your head. He said, do not be afraid. Not let your heart be troubled. Because God said, you know what? As long as you trust me and you keep your eyes stayed on me. He said, when a storm would come, you will not drown. You will not become wavered. You will not become afraid. Because what? You are trusting in God. I'm trying to help somebody today. I'm just trying to give some nuggets on some things that help me through fear and anxiety and worry. Again, we must replace worry with peace. And see, one of the things that we have to realize that peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. That we are to be producing the fruit of the Spirit. Peace. 1 Peter 5:6-7 declares, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him." Why? Because he cares for you. You are his daughter. You are his son. He cares for you. We have to cast it upon him, and we have to leave it there. We cannot pick it back up. Come on, saints, I'm talking to someone today. We have to cast it there. We must leave it there. Once we give it to God, we then must give it to God. Another thing that he tells us not to worry about is of things of provision. The Bible says that he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Matthew 6:25-33 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow, nor neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil, nor neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of ye of little faith?" If God is doing all these things to the fields and to the grass and to the supplying food to the fowls of the air. He says that when I do the same thing for you, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of you little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this is the remedy. The remedy is to seek God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall... First seek ye the kingdom of God. You must seek his kingdom. You must seek God. And all these things shall be added unto you, saints. Saints, we are not to worry. You know, a lot of times we worry, and then God comes through for us, and then we say, why do we worry? Why just couldn't trust God? I tell you, that test is going to come around again. And this time, we're going to say, Lord, I don't care what it looked like, I'm going to trust you. Hebrews 10:35-36 says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense and reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. We have to trust God. Proverbs 3:1-2 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall thou add to thee. We have to trust God, saints. We have to trust God. Philippians 4:13 reads, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We have to get that in our, and through all that fear and worry, we have to say, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. And so the text says that, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. It says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, saints. Nothing. A lot of times we overload ourselves financially with bills and things like that because we live above our means. We have to stop it. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But everything by prayer. Prayer. The Bible says, Psalm 69, the Lord have heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Pray to God. Prayer is a two-way communication. You pray to God and you wait and you listen. Listen to what he has to say to you. And supplication. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Thanksgiving. We need to go before God with thanksgiving. A lot of times we go before God and just want to just ask for things. He needs to know that we appreciate him for the things that he do for us, for the things that he have done for us. You know, when he came to die on the cross for our sin, he done it all. So anything else that he does is just a bonus for us, saints. He wants for us to tell him how thankful we are of him. Psalm 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs, right? And so it says that, and then if we do these things, then it says, and the peace. If we go before him with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, and a request, let our request be made known unto him. Then it says, and the peace of God, the peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And if we go to him and do those things, and the peace of God will fall upon us, saints. We have to be obedient to God's word, saints. God wants to see us to be delivered and set free. He truly does because he cares for his children. We have to get that down in our spirit. We have to continue to confess that every single day, that my God wants to see me be delivered, that my God wants to see me be delivered from fear, from anxiety, from worry. One of the things I say, Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change. Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change. Once we get that, we need to get that down in our spirit as well, because some things we cannot change, and we worry about those things a lot of times that we cannot change. Lord, help me to accept the things that I cannot change. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word that went forward. Lord, I ask that deliverance take place from worry, from deliverance to take place from worry and anxiety and fear today, Lord. Lord, you said in your word that you do not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word brings life, that your word brings peace, that your word brings clarity, God, of who you are, God. We thank you that you are the peace, the shalom, God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, now, saints, you enjoy the rest of your week. God bless you.